ultimately, you are the person who gets to make that decision for your own individual reasons.
I'm your host, Kaylee, and this is Rebel Wellness. Welcome to Rebel Wellness, the go-to podcast for realigning and revitalizing your health and well-being. I'm your host, Kaylee, also known as Coach Kales. I'm a holistic health educator, certified nutritionist, and fitness professional of nearly a decade. I'm stoked to have you with us. You just joined a community of amazing souls who are ready to break free from the confines of the often outdated and confusing health advice all around us. Living in a world overwhelmed by quick fix diets and unrealistic body standards, us rebels stand for change. If you're like me, you're exhausted with the confusion and polarization plaguing the social media health scene. My mission is to empower you to step beyond today's diet culture, adopting a holistic health approach paired with the foundations of science for lasting, well-rounded wellness. Through teaching you how to tune in and embrace your mind, body, and soul, we'll reject one-size-fits-all solutions, realigning you on a better path that honors your unique needs and values. With new episodes weekly, this podcast is your sanctuary for deep wellness exploration, featuring expert advice, real-life stories, and a true commitment to your growth. Your journey to better health and simplicity in life begins now. Let's jump right in. What's up, Rebel Soul? Today is the launch of our kind of a large series surrounding all things pregnancy, babies, fertility, fitness during pregnancy, postpartum, you know, nutrition. There's going to be so many good things in this series that is launching today. This is the first episode, and I'm going to be just sharing all of my professional insights surrounding pre-pregnancy, pregnancy, and postpartum, because there are a lot of important things that need to be discussed together and shared from these last 7-8 years I've had working one-on-one with many pregnant clients through each stage, sometimes all stages. I've trained people pre-pregnancy, intra-pregnancy, and postpartum, and there's a lot of different nuances that I wanted to kind of bring for you guys into this series here, because so many of you are currently pregnant, currently dealing with postpartum, or maybe just simply are considering getting pregnant and such, and you want to know better before you get into it, you know? And I think that's an amazing thing that we have resources now wildly available for us to learn more and do more as far as preparation goes and learning as we go through it. Some people just kind of come around to this stuff while they're already in the trenches, you know what I mean? So this is going to be a really great series. It was highly requested by so many of my friends and my following, because a lot of people know that I have worked with a ton of pregnant women and a lot of postpartum, and there's so much goodness that I have gathered in my brain over these years, and it's a big deal. This conversation is a big deal. So if you are not already in my community, come join and follow my Instagram page at Kaylee Loren or at Rebel Wellness Podcast. That is where I'm going to be kind of sharing everything to do with what these topics are going to be about. You can submit specific questions and things you want me to talk about over this next series, as well as future series that you think could be great and informational, or just single episodes too. They don't have to be series. I'm just combining this all together because I think that this would make it the easiest for you guys to follow along with, because it also keeps my head in the right space the whole way through. Also, come join our monthly wellness newsletter packed with so many great things. I was obsessed with April's newsletter. It was such a good one. I have a whole section of clean beauty recommendations that I just started to add in. I had a really badass journal prompt for the eclipse this last season as well, or sorry, this last week for this season. And there's so much other good stuff in there, guys, that I think that you would absolutely love and benefit from. So coachkales.com if you want to join our newsletter. And you can also check out all my other freebies and courses that I have available for you online there as well. And some new stuff is on its way in the fitness zone. So a lot of you know, if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. If you didn't already know, I've been a professional private personal trainer that has a lot of P's. I never thought about that for the last decade. And I have also a dual passion. I'm a multi-passionate person, but I have another dual passion where I got my degree and many certifications in nutrition. I'm a nutritionist as well. And I also am a holistic wellness coach. So I am packing all that stuff together into a lot of things that you have access to coming through on my website. So again, my newsletter is probably the best way to keep up with what is coming out on my end. If you like my approach, you like wanting to keep up with me individually. So that would be just what I want to let you know. If you're thinking already, like, how do I connect more with this? Or I want to stay on top of this series because all of this pre-pregnancy stuff is really real for me right now. But today's conversation is something that I think needs to truly be prioritized when considering having children in general. What does it mean for you potentially? Are you ready for these changes, responsibilities, you know, and do you truly want it? So I'm going to share my top five tips for navigating the waters if you're having a tough time trying to determine if you want to have kids soon, one day, or maybe not at all. Because I think this is a really important conversation to have, especially with the fact that we have a little bit, or honestly, a lot of bit more autonomy, at least speaking to those females listening here in the United States. We have a lot more autonomy over timeline with children, which is great. And I've had so many clients in the upwards of their late 30s to early 40s actually have fully healthy babies and pregnancies in general, which is amazing because that's something that was always not recommended and not really a thing for, it was always like kind of by accident that it would usually happen or stuff like that. And so considering when you have a baby and what, if you want to have a baby and all that kind of stuff, is there's a wider timeline now. Like I just turned 30 this year. And so for me, it's like, okay, I'm in the decade now where I have about 10 years to make that decision if I want a kid. I'm going to talk a little bit more about my own journey and my thoughts about children later on in this podcast episode, but I wanted to bring up this conversation to kick off this kind of pregnancy series because it's so key that you think these things through and that you honor what you really want, because I think there are so many people that feel kind of paralyzed by the expectations of their family or their partner or friends or, you know, my sister was talking to me about this earlier where she's just like, literally all of my friends are having babies right now, you know, and has always been somebody I can absolutely see kill it, like just absolutely kill the game at being a mother. She's always been very motherly since we were little, even, you know, taking care of me or my little brother or just the way she behaves around kids in general. And so maybe you've always been that way or you know people like that. And then there's like me who's always kind of been like, sometimes I hate children. Sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, that baby is so adorable. I don't want it though. Or like I've had dreams where I've literally had a baby and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to bring this thing with me everywhere now. And that's how I know that like I have not been settled yet on deciding when or if I want kids entirely. So if that resonates with you, if you're kind of in all those different thoughts, you're not sure exactly what you want, but you've been absolutely surrounded by tons of friends who are starting to have babies and stuff, this is a great conversation for you to tune in on. So I'm really happy that you're here to think through this stuff together. Okay, so without further ado, let's jump into this topic. And I do encourage you to have a very open mind, maybe even open up your notes app or have a piece of paper that you can write down some of these things on if you're somebody who's actively wanting to use some of this conversation today to help them think through this life-altering decision if you want to have a baby, multiple babies, or not at all. So I do also want to say that you are the person preparing to potentially have a child or two or three one day or none. And everything surrounding that decision, especially because we're here in 2024, is entirely your choice. Okay. So there's a lot of resources out there for us now. It's been a weird societal state with a lot of the ways that certain access to different family planning things have been limited or regressed or progressed. You know, there's still a lot of places that have progressed in these options for family planning and can be overwhelming, especially with quite a bit of fear mongering that I think has been going around that topic. I don't want to not address that first when we go into this, because I understand that there's a lot of people who want access to being able to have a choice of when they want to start their family or not, you know, and which partner they start with. And access to that is extremely important. And I would say that the good thing that I have always encouraged people to remember is that you are not necessarily bound by your state. You can take a nice little road trip to a nearby state where you do have the freedom of those decisions. You know what I mean? I totally understand that not everybody has access to that. But if that decision is so important to you and something in your control occurred, or something maybe not in your control occurred and made that timeline for you a little bit wonky, I would say it's absolutely worth whatever efforts you can go to make that decision in a timely manner for yourself. I'm trying to touch on this topic like a little bit more vaguely, because that's not the gist of what we really want to talk about today. But I do think it's important that that's addressed, because I think a lot of people now have been just made really afraid of their access to things. But especially if you're in a large majority of the states, you still very much have access to making those decisions about your timeline for having kids and or whether or not you do have kids. But I understand too, on another side of that topic, that aside from having access to certain family planning things, a lot of people feel like having kids is not their choice, maybe for like a variety of reasons that could be cultural based or just family based in general or partner based. And it makes you feel as though this is not a choice that you get to really make on your own based off your own feelings. And I really think that that is, if that feels like something you're experiencing, this is a really important place for you to kind of marinate in and work through your thoughts and emotions around it. Maybe if you have a therapist or you don't yet, this would be a really important time to at least temporarily hire one to go through some talk therapy and break down the stuff with a third party that has no connection to you, you know, or access to any of your friends. Like if you have a really good friend that you know won't be judgmental, can be a sounding board for you or whatnot, this would be a really important conversation for you to have. I would really encourage you to not hold it inside and try to just make all those decisions on your own, because even though the decision is ultimately up to you at the end of the day, working through how you're feeling about it and whatnot is really important for you to do with people you trust and or somebody who is at least just a neutral third party that you know won't bring in external stuff that could be influenced by other people in your life or something like that. So kind of on that same topic, with that said, my own journey, I was kind of touching on it in the beginning, but my own journey with thoughts about children kind of has been a little bit of a roller coaster, I would say. Earlier on in my life, like I've always been a very driven person. I've been entrepreneur. I became my own business owner when I turned 21. Not exactly when I turned 21, but in the year that I was 21. So I've been off on my own, trailblazing my own life since my early 20s. It came with good things and bad things. But ultimately, for me, I've always had a really strong pull towards making a difference. And I really love serving people and having a really strong community and showing up for my community and all of that. And a lot of the times we realize that for us more career girls, quote unquote, we kind of think that like, okay, even though a lot of people say you can have it all, you can't. You simply cannot. You cannot have a really successful, busy business that is bustling and thriving to the extent that society calls of it these days to have that level of a business. You cannot fully be present and raise your children at the same time as that. Plain none. I mean, there's a comedian that has a really funny skit on this. And there's a lot of people that are coming out and talking about this, that when people say like, oh, she has it all. She has this big bustling career. She has these children and this big happy family, blah, blah, blah. You go into that family. It's not a big happy family. Those kids are almost always raised by a nanny a lot of the time or somebody else or family members, you know, because you just simply cannot have enough time to do all of those things at the same time and be a big CEO or just any type of like full-time career girl or over full-time. Especially because I live here in the Bay Area, I see the scale at which your life has to revolve around work when you want to have a massively successful big business, like multi-million, billion-dollar company or whatever, you know what I mean? You don't even necessarily even have to have that. Sometimes it's just like multiple six-figure business being a higher level or C-suite level female in a company and doing very well. It is really, really, really hard to balance also being present and raising your children and also taking care of yourself and your marriage or whatever all at the same time. And so for me, I've always observed that and thought of that. And for quite a while, I was like, I really love what I do. I'm very passionate about what I do and how I show up for the world and who I serve, you know, that I really don't want to split my time with the challenges of raising a child because I don't really want somebody else to raise my child if I have a child. For me personally, I would really like to be present. A lot of you know my origin story potentially. I think it was episode 14. I talk quite a bit about my origin story, but my mother was an addict. And so she was not present a large majority of my life. I did have a stepmother, but she came into our life around the big recession, you know, that 06 to 08 and all of that kind of stuff. And so a large chunk of my childhood, she was off working because both parents needed to have full-time incomes to keep our family afloat out here in the Bay Area. And so I would say that I've never really had a stable mother figure except for my grandmother. And so my grandmother raised me the most out of any of my female figures in my life. So as I contemplated, you know, when I have a child, like how do I want to show up as a mother? For me personally, I came to the conclusion that I really want to be as present as possible. And I'll talk more about that in a second because the progression then started to be that I also didn't really want to raise children with my previous partners. My past partners that I had, I never really saw myself wanting them to necessarily father my children. And I hope that none of this part of my story triggers anybody because at the same time, it might be a good consideration for you. Like maybe if you feel as though you do want to be a parent one day, but you don't really see your current partner as somebody who you'd want to raise a family with, that's something really important to consider and look into. You know what I mean? I've had friends who were stuck in toxic codependent partnerships, and they ultimately did not want to raise kids with them, but they really wanted to start a family. That was one of those moments where it was like, okay, well, you need to make that decision for yourself because there's a few angles in life or pillars in life for what is going to be life altering, you know, career, children, partner. Partner is number one. Your partner will always be life altering to your trajectory in life and obviously your health. But ultimately, if you don't align with your partner in all of those core pillars in life, your relationship will fail or the decisions you make will not be supportive of what you truly want. And that is a big deal. Like Tony Robbins, I highly recommend, he has this like 3 or 4 episode series on relationships. It's older. I think it's from like the early 2000s, but it's a fantastic series where he talks really in depth about what he's seen make or break partnerships and like people's success in life. And it all surrounds having these major core values that have been misaligned from the jump. And he has this really great quote where it's like, the quality of your life is the quality of your relationship and or relationships in your life. And so it's really important then that you align on your core values from the beginning with your partner, or if those start to come up and you see that somebody love bombed you or something, or originally they thought that they wanted this or that, and then they changed their mind a few years in or something like that. When it comes to like career or family, those are going to disrupt your life for good. So you don't want to have kids with somebody if the other person really never wanted to have kids. That's always going to cause turmoil later in the relationship, hands down, unless that other person completely changes their mind and just full send commits to having the kids. It's always going to cause an issue, resentment, whatever it is, you know, because you now basically made somebody else reject their core value of what they wanted to support. It's unchangeable. It's something that is just a part of them. And you can't force somebody to change. Like in this podcast series, Tony Robbins talks about how his buddy married this woman and they were talking to them like individually at this airport. And essentially, the wife was telling his wife at, that, you know, he doesn't want kids, but he doesn't know it yet, but we're actually already trying. Like, she got off birth control without telling him. And this other guy was talking to Tony, and he was saying, like, oh, no, I don't want kids, you know, this or that. Like, I'm in a later chapter in my life. Like, he was older than this, the new wife, and I just don't want to, you know, deal with that. But meanwhile, he had no idea that she was already just trying to get pregnant and just steamroll him into having a baby with her. And later they got divorced because, duh, they completely misaligned with things that were to their core important to them. So I love that story and the lesson behind that, because it reminds me that every decision I make with my partner now and why I chose to be with him is because we very much align on all of these things. And what I wasn't saying before that I'm going to incorporate now because it's aligned with the story, my current partner is the kind of person that made me, not necessarily made me, but I guess kind of made me feel like I wanted to start a family with him. I want to have at least a child with him for a variety of reasons, but it just aligns and feels right. Whereas past partners, it's definitely not. But that's ultimately because I ultimately didn't really want to be with them for the long run. And I knew that in my core. And I'm definitely not ready yet either, you know? And fortunately, because the science and technology has adapted to be available for quote unquote geriatric pregnancies, mid-30s and later 30s, I do believe in the near-ish future, I will be ready to. Because I already know for myself that I do want to. I do at least want one child because it would be valuable to me, you know, having a family that makes a family that makes a family, and, you know, kind of that legacy and whatnot would be amazing. At the same time, I think it's really fun to be able to like raise a little mini part of you and be able to ultimately encourage and influence change with that child. You know, to me, it's a big responsibility that I create another human that is a better quality human than a lot of the humans out here, because that matters to me, you know, and not in like a bigoty way, but in a way where like that's important to me. I think that more of us should be caring about the quality of the children we produce, because we aren't just supposed to just pop out babies and be like, hey, figure it out on your own, you know, because a lot of us, like the 80s, 90s babies, we all raised ourselves and or were raised by other people, because our family, especially if you were raised out in the expensive states on the coastlines and stuff, your parents most likely had to work full time while you were growing up. And so a lot of us never really got that classic bringing experience where we were exposed to both parents very evenly, or at least one of them consistently, you know what I mean? And that kind of leads a lot of different things to influence who we become as adults. And you can of course not control that. But I do think that for me, ultimately, like I was saying in the beginning, it matters a lot that I get to raise my kid as much as possible. And I also want to make sure that I'm with a partner that I want to be with for the long term, so that they are also consistently there to raise that same kid at the same time, on the same page, as stable as possible. Because I think that really matters in times like now, because if we were really honest, like a lot of us want to put on a tough exterior that like, yeah, I'm a child of divorce, but like, you know, the parent that showed up and raised me the most, you know, did the best they could and I'm fine. And, you know, I turned out just great, you know, and that's for sure. Like, I for sure think I turned out way better than I could have, for sure, you know, but at the same time, I do really wish I had had a more stable parent growing up, you know, and I think that there is a lot to be said about the balance between having two people taking care of you and raising you and influencing you and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not going to get into all of the different parenting things, but I do know that for me, because I'm talking about my own experience, my own thoughts about children is I will be ready sooner than later. And I know because of my current partner that I do want to have at least one child. And I also know that ultimately I'm going to be ready when I have the opportunity to be present and prioritize that child, because that matters to me, because I have seen a disparity in the quality of humans coming out and stuff because of the fact that I think a lot of people are not entirely considering the repercussions of having children, but then also working full-time or over full-time and never being present for your child and teaching them the wrong values that like you should prioritize work over yourself and all this kind of stuff, because it's been a really ugly side to the industrialization era that has still trickled into a lot of our life. And I know even my stepmom talks about like her realizations about being a latchkey kid, where like they really did, like a lot of the kids of the 80s really raised themselves by themselves a lot because parents were super hands off. They were not actually being present and teaching and raising their kids firsthand. They were all gone working and then expected them to just go off and do their own thing, take care of themselves, and then come home for dinner and then, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's my own thoughts. And hopefully for you listening to this, that kind of jogs some of your own thoughts about it, because I think it's a really important big decision. It's not just casual. You know, you can't just be like, it's what everybody else is doing, I'm just going to pop one out too. You know what I mean? You could, but then I don't know. I feel like there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be exposed for you that you could prepare for. But with all of that said, I think it's important to know that deciding to have children, raise children, or live a child-free life is a journey that's unique to each person listening to this right now, making those decisions. No one can tell you what's right for you, society, family, your own assumptions, etc. All of these things will influence these decisions for you, and sometimes they will like demand a choice from you, but ultimately, you are the person who gets to make that decision for your own individual reasons. Because I've worked with so many people, like there's people, and I've had a lot of friends and just family members, etc. And there's those who don't want to be parents, but end up loving the experience. And there's those who want children, but never find themselves having them. And there's those who eventually adopt or foster, and they absolutely love parenting later. And it's super wonderful when that happens, that you decide or discover that you love being a parent, even if you initially weren't so sure you would. But that kind of area of leaving it up to chance is really not the path to a fulfilled life with children involved. It really comes down to making a conscious decision only after knowing what you want and why you want it. That is really what's going to bring freedom to this choice for you. So like I had said, it'll be really good when you're exploring your decision on having kids to ask certain questions such as these. So if you want to write them down or any of that kind of stuff, I would definitely pause this and get your paper out or whatnot. Okay, so if you find yourself asking certain questions like these that I'm going to say, this is a definitely good sign that you should explore more in depth the 5 tips that I'm going to state here soon. Okay, so questions if you ask, like, will I lose my identity and space for myself or myself in general if I have kids? Am I a bad female for not wanting kids? Do I actually have kids, or do I actually have to have kids? Or is it just expected of me culturally or socially from my family or my partner? How do I actually feel at the thought of raising a child or children right now? Will I feel better about it in the future? Should I just have a kid and figure it out? You know, those are all questions that are pretty real. I know that I've had them myself. I know a lot of my clients have them, especially the ones who have not had kids yet or haven't decided yet. And they're super valid. You know, you're not a bad person for questioning those things or thinking those things, especially because we unfortunately live in a pronatalist world where the unspoken message is always that everyone should want children and should have them, the end, you know? And for many people, it's so hard to know what you really want. This can add like a layer of shame to us, because it can often seem like everyone else came to their decision of having kids or not with ease, whereas truly they probably struggled with the same thoughts or, you know, feelings as you are when trying to make that decision. So many assume that a time will just come for us that we'll just know, you know, just kind of the same way as like with a partner. Because I will say that meeting my current fiance, like it was one of those moments where I was like, oh, this is what people mean when they say you'll just know. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's even the case for children. You know, it's kind of a myth to think that it's that way for everyone. It could absolutely be. But like, even for me with my current fiance, like we still kind of teeter on like, do we just want to do the double income, no kids life? Or do we want to have kids? You know, I think ultimately both of us do want to try our hand at it in the near future. But at the same time, it's not something where we just know, you know what I mean? So, and the timing is never perfect. You never really get to, I mean, we hear stories about it all the time. At least it's more exposed on social media, at least, where people talk about, like, okay, we made the decision to finally have kids at 36, and then I've been struggling with fertility, or he's been struggling with fertility for years, and now I'm 38 or 39, and I'm at the end of my rope, all that kind of stuff. And that's really tough, because you don't really get to just pick and choose when this happens as easily. Some people have it massively easy, and some people have it massively hard, you know? But I just want to remind you that because society is so pro baby everything, especially for us females, you not wanting to have kids is not a bad thing. And you wanting to have kids is not necessarily always something that needs to be overtly praised. You know what I mean? We kind of have to see it from both sides, because it's kind of ultimately a family unit's decision and choice. And it shouldn't be something that in society we're like, oh my God, you're doing the thing. You bought a house, you got married, you're having kids, you know, the classic American dream thing, which has all been like inbred in us, because especially for females, we just are constantly like, okay, we're a ticking time bomb of when we're no longer fertile again, and our whole value is surrounding our fertility, you know. And it's totally a bad concept that I think we kind of allow ourselves to get a little too wrapped up in. And so with that all said, here are some of my tips to kind of help you find your way when it comes to asking those questions and figuring out for yourself if you do truly want kids. So tip number one would be, embrace the feeling that being unsure is normal and it's not a reflection of something being wrong with you, just a very complex situation. So like I had said above, remembering that not everybody just knows. A lot of people constantly questioning themselves, maybe even after having kids, if that was right for them or if they should have or whatever. It's a little bit more complex than kind of deciding a life partner. I mean, they are a life partner. But ultimately, when you have made that decision, you are committed and you should be committed to that decision. But if you feel like you can't commit to that decision for the long run, then that is a sign of exploring that a little bit more before you make that decision. My tip number two would be starting with a clean slate. So if you're in a relationship, maybe take a break for a few months from talking about this big decision with your partner and give yourself some space to kind of navigate it internally on your own, maybe journal or talk therapy or talk with some friends, or maybe just like don't talk about it at all and just give yourself some space from it. If you're still single and you're freaking out that you don't have a partner and you really want to have that opportunity to have a family and you feel like you're going to have to push it back further for whatever reason, just try to shift your focus away from the topic as much as you can for a few months again. And during that break, kind of let go of the need to figure everything out right away. Just experience the moment right now and observe your thoughts as you see people walking with their children or with families, or expose yourself to friends who have kids and be around it and see how it makes you feel, you know, just by existing in it, not necessarily by talking about it, you know, because I think that giving yourself that space can be really important. Okay, number three, skip making pros and cons lists. They tend to leave you kind of running in circles if you don't find them to be conclusive for you. If you're somebody who operates really well on pros and cons lists, go for it, you know, do your thing. But if they haven't really helped you before, they definitely won't now with making a decision to have a child. Okay, and these next few get a little bit more deeper. They're a little more spiritual, where you're really going to want to get kind of deep with yourself. So number four is reflect on 2 to 3 past decisions you made that were big decisions because they felt right in your gut. Write down how each decision made you feel and remind yourself that this is like the joy you deserve to feel when making any big life choice, because it's really important for you to think about how that felt when you made the right choice for yourself because it was in your gut, and knowing how that was compared to how you're feeling with this decision, because, you know, children may be one of the biggest life choices you will ever make. I mean, they pretty much are. They are one of the biggest life choices you'll make. So number five, separate what you desire from what you decide. So write down all your fears and the practical factors like your age or your career that are on your mind, and tuck these lists into an envelope and hide it away until you're a little bit clearer about what you really want. This isn't about explaining your choices to anyone else, but understanding your own true motivations. So going back to those lists later and seeing if you still feel the same way or if they still align, or maybe if your motivations have changed, you know, all that kind of stuff, that might be really important for you. So maybe you're 30 like me right now or around this age and you want to explore it again when you think maybe you'll be ready to start having kids around 33 or something like that. Write all that stuff down right now and your fears and such. And then when you read it again, when you know you're ready to have kids or to start trying, look back at that list and see if things have adjusted for you. If you feel less fear or you feel less anything that comes up from what you desire on that choice, and kind of explore like your true motivations. Because if a lot of that stuff is no longer a fear for you, maybe it's the right time. You know what I mean? And that can be especially important for those of you who are still in your 20s. Maybe you're mid 20s, so you're starting to have friends have babies and you're starting to kind of see this stuff like happen. That might be good for you, because if you feel uncertain right now and when you hit 30, you're like, okay, when I'm at 30, I'm going to reevaluate, like see where my partnership is at, or if I am married, you know, where my marriage is at, and kind of explore all of those thoughts that you used to have in that present time, because odds are very strong that you'll have matured away from some of them. And if you haven't, if they're not something that is maturable necessarily, like financial exploration or just fears of wanting to go and do things that are a little bit more common to do when you're in your younger youth, like in your 20s and early 30s and all of that, if you no longer care about those things, that's a good sign for you that, you know, this is a different chapter for you and you could be ready to have kids if that felt right for you. Or maybe you still want all of those things and you think, I'm never really going to want to have kids and have that responsibility. So those are just little examples that can be helpful for tip number 5. I also want to add in actually one more little bonus tip. I cannot highly recommend enough doing stream of consciousness writing to just openly explore your feelings. So if you've never done stream of consciousness writing, it's basically where you write down your thoughts about where you imagined your life would be by now and reflect on how it feels to read those words back. Or you can even write like more in a manifestation side where you imagine what you want your life to be like and what that would take to get there, you know. And you will want to kind of write down all the different messages you've absorbed over the years about like parenthood from family, community, your culture, religion, or whatever, and beyond. And you can kind of experiment around these thoughts by kind of pretending for just like a couple of days that you've made a decision either to have a kid or live child-free, and write about how you feel each day without like second guessing. This really can reveal a lot about what's truly right for you and how you really feel consciously about this decision. And it's really important that we observe when we're writing on paper and we hesitate, or we think like, oh, I don't really want to say that. Somebody might judge me, or I feel some shame. You know, this is a really cool practice where you just write it anyways, and then you observe it, because then you can kind of see like, is that something I actually thought? Or was that just like a fear that came up that doesn't actually hold much weight or isn't really true to me? Or maybe it is really true to you and you want to break that down because you actually don't want to feel that way or something like that, you know? And the only way to kind of get really present with your, get really conscious with your consciousness is to be doing things like stream of consciousness writing. Because if you just sit in your head and you let everything just bubble in your head all the time, like everything is just going to get cluttery and stressful and overwhelming and anxiety, and it's not beneficial. And stream of consciousness can be used for a whole bunch of things, you know, especially anything that is kind of stressing you out in your mind and you either constantly ignore it and push it aside, or it keeps coming forward and you're like, I need to deal with this, but I don't know how. That is one of the best ways to do it. That's one of the best hows. So I highly recommend, as my little bonus tip, do some stream of consciousness writing to explore your feelings and just find out what is truly right for you. If Finding clarity is a journey, not a race. So take it one step at a time, move at the pace that feels best for you, and know that if you're somebody who's in your mid or late 30s, like, try your best not to stress about the biological clock thing. Obviously, yes, that is very real. It is a thing, but it's less and less important nowadays as far as having a healthy pregnancy and a healthy delivery and a healthy recovery. It will get harder just biologically, but not for everyone. And there's a lot of things that you can do to make it so much easier for you and take better care of yourself. And we're going to get into all of that in the subsequent episodes of this pregnancy series that is going on right now. So make sure to tune in for the next few episodes coming down the line here all the way through May. And I really hope you guys enjoy it. And if you have specific questions you'd like me to answer in any of this conversation around pre-pregnancy, pregnancy, and postpartum, I'd love for you to submit them for me. You can just DM me at Rebel Wellness Podcast on Instagram or at Kaylee Loren, and or you can just submit it through hello@kayleeloren.com from email. I would love to hear your guys' thoughts or questions that you would like me to approach in these episodes for this whole series. So I hope that this conversation kind of spoke to you today if you are somebody who has been juggling with trying to navigate these waters of making a decision. But again, just know that you ultimately, how you feel in the end is always going to be your choice and your decision. So honor yourself, honor what feels right to you, and honor the process of everything, because it isn't a small thing having a kid or multiple kids and starting a family. You know, it's going to change your life. And there's almost inevitably, I guess that's redundant, it's inevitable that you are going to lose a bit of your identity, because your identity needs to shift into becoming a mother. And so there's going to be a little phase where you're going to wrestle with this identity shift away from just you as an individual to you and now your child. But that can be a beautiful thing, or it can be something that burdens you and makes you resentful and frustrated. So those are the reasons why we really want to have this conversation and explore these thoughts for yourself, because I think we don't spend enough time on it, because I think we just assume like, oh, my friend just had a kid, and this other friend has always been wanted to be a mom, and it's also easy for them. So I need to have kids too, because that's what everybody else is doing, or whatever. You know, there's a lot of pressures from a lot of different angles. But again, I highly recommend that you really deeply have good thoughts and exploration with yourself and with your partner, you know, if you choose to go down this route with a partner, and make sure that you guys are all on the same page and that everything feels mostly right. You know, it may not feel perfect, but at least if it's aligned with your gut, that's really key. Okay. So, all right, Rebel, that's it for today's episode. Share it on Instagram for your story, or send it to a bestie who you think needs to have this conversation too. I would always love it if you guys could give us a little 5-star rating to help boost and grow our podcast exposure. It means a lot to us that you guys spend a couple of seconds writing or just sharing this stuff with people that you think would also have a good response and enjoy hearing these conversations, okay? So celebrate your strength and nourishment, walk with confidence, and I will catch you next week on another episode of Rebel Wellness. Hey Rebel, I just want to say a huge thank you for tuning in and sharing this space with us. Before we sign off, I've got some exciting ways for you to stay connected and to take your wellness journey even further with me. First up, if you haven't already, make sure to swing by CoachKales.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's your go-to source for the latest episodes, exclusive content, and a whole lot more wellness goodness delivered straight to your inbox. Check out the show notes for those high-quality tips on nutrition, fitness, and just overall well-being. Follow us on Instagram at Rebel Wellness Podcast and my flagship page at Kaylee Loren. We're all about building a community where we can share, inspire, and grow together. So I would love to see you there. Now, if you're looking to reset and realign after a vacation, a hectic work season, or just because you feel like it's time for a healthful cleanse, I've got something super special for you, and it's 100% free. Head over to stan.store/kales and download my free realignment detox guide. You can also find it at coachkale.com in the freebies section. I'm sharing my unique holistic approach to help you cut back inflammation, improve your skin, and even shed some excess weight with this guide. So trust me, you're gonna love it. Go download it for free now.
But last but not certainly least, if you've got a burning health question you'd like answered on the show, or if you're curious about my one-on-one remote coaching or group courses, don't hesitate to visit my website and reach out to me there, or hello@kayleeloren.com is my best email for contacting me. I am here to support you on your journey to wellness, so do not feel afraid to reach out. All right, Rebel, catch you on the next episode.